Good morning. Good morning. It is Monday morning. Good Monday morning to you. God is giving out assignments, whom we are to impact and whom is to impact us. Question is, are you ready, willing, and postured to receive? Grab your calendar, grab your goals, grab your good support garments, ladies. Tag your besties, your business partners, your teams, your church constituents, your members and friends. All roads lead to the Change Your Paradigm Conference this Saturday. My special guest today for part two of our discussion is my brother Andrew Griffin. And we're going to talk about the conference. It starts at 3:30, but for those of you who have a late spirit upon you, we're going to tell you 3 o'clock. Okay, we're going to say 3 o'clock because some of y'all will be late to your own funeral if y'all had to get y'all bodies together. Let's talk about business, change, mindset shifting, motivation, inspiration. Let's get into it.
What is a critical conversation? Well, besides it being a conversation that needs to be had, a critical conversation also reveals important context, not only about ourselves, but other people in the larger world around us. These conversations educate as well as edify, heal, and entertain. Join Latanya Harris-Gooden as she engages in critical conversations.
Hello, everybody. This is LHG. I am just coming to let you know that I am an independent paparazzi jewelry consultant. You didn't know that, did you? Well, now you know. So I would love to be your personal jewelry lady. Paparazzi is an amazing company. We sell nickel and lead free jewelry. We are known for our $5 bling, but you just need to know there is an exclusive Z collection that's $25. It's the bling of all bling when you're really going out on the town and you want to show up absolutely fabulous. So we have items for women, for men, and for young fashionistas out there. We don't discriminate. If you need it, I'm sure we got it. You have the opportunity to follow my page on Facebook called Polished on Purpose, a VIP group. Follow my personal page, Latanya Harris Gooden. And I have my own website that is at your disposal 24/7. So many ways to shop. So let me be the one that makes sure you are accessorized the way you should be. Because I want you to be polished on purpose. My mentor always tells me, when you show up, people are checking you out. They're watching you. So why not be polished? Be poised. Be purposeful. Glam it up with pop, honey. I got what you need.
Let me tell you something. I have been selling paparazzi jewelry for almost 4 years. As with any business, direct sales especially, it works when you work it. You have to put all you have into it to get the results you want. One thing I appreciate about this business, it's allowed me to meet people who I would probably never meet. And it's become a ministry for me. If you watch me on live, you're going to get jewelry, you're going to get singing, you're going to get encouragement, you're going to get a few scriptures, you're going to get the pop culture, you're going to get a little bit of everything. Let me show you something. Do you see this $20 bill? This represents what you can pay to get your own business. Paparazzi has decided that we're going to make it more affordable to join. $20 can get you your own website and wholesale pricing. You can begin selling today. $20. You spend more on the venti, splendi, mocha, chocolatas that y'all get at the Starbuckeries. And it's foolery. Some of that stuff is just cost too much. Let the $20 get you a business. Contact me. I can tell you how. I enjoy what I do. I wear, endorse, celebrate accessories, and it's affordable. You don't have to break the bank on jewelry. If you're getting married, he ain't got to go to Jared. I ain't going to tell nobody. He can come to LHD, boo. It's between me and you. All right? I don't tell your business. All right? You can enjoy yourself doing something you love. We get free pieces. We get great training. We have our convention this year. The Fugees are going to be at our convention this year. Y'all don't act too safe. Yeah. No, it ain't the canned spirituals. It's the Fugees. But I like them. So listen here. Welcome to Power Hour. 60 minutes. 1 hour of business, of motivation, of time management. Where's your calendar? Don't come in here without your calendar. Don't come in here without your water. And don't come in here ashy. You know the rules here. You know the rules. We are prepared for a great... It's Holy Week. It's Resurrection Week. And I'm just believing, God, that your dreams are going to be... Let me pray this thing in. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your sacrifice, Lord God. This is a time that we commemorate the ultimate sacrifice anybody could ever give. God, thank you for giving us your son. For every sickness, disease, for every sin, you wiped it all clean, and we thank you. Now, God, as we go into this show, I thank you for my brother. I thank you for his beautiful wife. I thank you for his daughters, his family, his businesses, his elevation, his promotion. I thank you for his sacrifice of time coming here on Power Hour to uplift, encourage, and impart. Now, God, to those who feel that their dreams have been buried, God, I call forth a resurrection of every dream that someone may have ignored because of a lack of finances, lack of confidence, and abundance of fear. So God, let something be said today that gives them the unction to function just a little while longer and help them to be in the Change Your Paradigm Conference this coming Saturday to get exactly what they need from you. In Jesus' name, amen. Let me get my guest in here because we're going to have a little church. We're going to have a little business. Y'all come on here, tag and share. We need some stars so we can keep bringing great content in here. All right, here comes Dr. Griffin is in the house. Good evening. Well, good morning. Good evening. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing incredible. How are you doing?
Me as well. God is good. You know what? It doesn't pay to complain. The line is too long, as my brother tells me. And really, I'm looking outside at a new day. I'm able to breathe. All five senses are in operation. So I got to give God glory. Thank you for being here again, Brother Griffin. And I'm so excited about this collaboration. We're going to be doing something on a monthly basis, you guys, to bring information about business, about mindset change. And I liked it that it's Monday. I like Monday because in most corporate settings, it's a humdrum time to make the donuts type of day. Nobody likes Monday. But right, we're changing our viewpoint because it's the gateway to new opportunities, new doors opening, interactions that are purposeful and beneficial. So we're changing our mindset concerning Monday. So Monday Power Hour has a purpose. So brother, last week it was on fire. And our viewers and listeners got a chance to learn a little bit about you, your family, being a husband, father of girls.
Yes.
Musician, motivational speaker, multiple award winner, and I got a chance to see your daughters on a video singing. They are beautiful. They sound beautiful. And just to kick off our conversation, why was it so important for you to teach them how to sing and play during COVID?
Oh, wow. That is an excellent question. Well, during that time, I just remember like everything being shut down. People were trying to figure out, what can we do? We ran out of movies to watch. It's nothing to do. And it was just like, no, we can. I remember something Tony Robbins said. He said, when there are bad times, great people arise.
Woo.
That usually when someone is going through a storm, that is a blessing to someone else. And it just depends on your mindset.
Yes, sir.
I said, okay, we're here. What can we do? And that was just a few of the things we did. Okay, I was like, first of all, I have to ask them, do you want to learn?
Okay.
Because so many people, so many kids, especially growing up in church, being PKs, you kind of forced to do certain things and then you grow up not liking it. So I asked them, I said, do you want to learn how to play? And they were excited about learning how to play. And what I did is I still worked on their mindset.
Mm.
I didn't physically show them, okay, this is what you do. Because when you are a organist or a pianist, it's a rough job.
All right.
It's a rough job because you could sit down and play. You could be at a funeral. You don't know what the singer's going to sing. You don't know what key they're going to sing it in. And if you mess up, everybody looking at you.
That's right. Come on here.
So it's like all eyes are on you. So that confidence level got to be high. Yes. So what I first worked on was their mindset. I said, okay, let's picture you playing first, even before they sit down to play.
Okay.
Let's picture you playing first. And now next, let's get you around the music or musicians, whatever. And then let's set aside time, maybe 5-10 minutes a day where we just work on a few things.
Wow.
But during COVID, it was so important because while other people were trying to figure out what to do, I said, let's learn some skills because this is not going to last. And you know about life, things happen in life. Even though that felt like the time we were going through something crazy like that, you knew it wasn't going to last forever.
Right.
Let's figure out what we can do. We have control over certain things. Outside is going on. It's going on crazy, but you still always have control of certain things.
Yes. Yes.
And so that was the genesis of that. You know, just it was a blessing at the same time. It had us come together as a family. We were already tight, but just having that extra time because me and the wife are always kind of running around. But just to see the joy just when they were able to do certain things. Yeah, that's where it started. That's where it started.
I like how you said you asked them first.
Yes.
You got their buy-in. You had a conversation. I think that's important to learners of all ages. You have a conversation first.
That's before right.
I inundate you with information, before I overwhelm you with concepts, let's talk about how you feel about this. Because I come from a background of corporate training, and I would let my class know this isn't for everybody. I had to be honest. Call center life, getting back-to-back phone calls, being tethered, as they say, to your desk. You have to be open for calls to come in. If you got to go to the bathroom, you got to push a button, say, got to go. You got to go on break, got to push the button for break, the button for lunch. Everyone wasn't accustomed to having to be where they had to be when they had to be there. They used to getting up and going whenever you want. But I had to explain to them, when these calls come in, they're looking for you to be in your seat.
That's right.
If you have a car accident in the most inopportune time, and you pick up that phone and want to get some claim information, they don't want to hear, we all on break. please hold. Give us about 30 minutes. It's Taco Tuesday. Give us about 30 good minutes and we'll be right back. No, you're going to expect that call to go through promptly. You're going to want to hear a friendly voice. You're going to want to hear an expert person answer the phone. So once you get that buy-in and you kind of explain, and the way we just broke down, when it comes to music in a church, the music part of the church, I can't speak for the other cultures, but for the Black church.
Oh, yeah.
That's the organ. A lot rides upon the music department in our church, from the choir to even now. I'm going to tease my pastor one day. He's gotten to where he do more singing than his preaching now. And the organ player got to be like, wait, okay, what key is that? Okay. and then he go higher. And I said, I'm like, well, all right, you better preach then, Pastor David Johnson. So I mean, if he ain't on that key,
that's right.
The organist might not get a full paycheck that week. I mean,
well, you're gonna get talked to after think about
going to a service, going to even a funeral, unfortunately, and somebody get behind that mic and they like, I've had some good days. You like what? I'm complaining from the Oregon. I will
complain.
I mean, it's like that's a lot of work. I don't think I could do it. I am gonna complain about you because you got me all over the world. You got me with anxiety. I would be the most anxious field organizer. Like, I ain't coming today. Y'all get on my nerves. You know, I couldn't do it. Now, I wanted to be Twinkie Clark. Twinkie said, if I'm not mistaken, the Lord taught her how to play in her sleep. Mm. That's what I want. I want to be in a dream, and the Lord and Jesus and whoever disciples made it to the heavenlies just come to me and say, here's how you, when you wake up, Latanya, you're going to be the best Oregon player in the world. But it don't always happen like that. I mean,
look at Twinkie Clark. Okay. Right. First of all, her mother knew how to play.
Correct.
So she had a picture of somebody close to her playing.
Yes.
The second thing is Twinkie practice on an average of 2 to 4 hours a day.
Wow.
Thirdly, her mother had her in those rehearsals, 3 hour, 4 hour rehearsals, 3 or 4 times a week.
Wow.
All right. So it is, I am tone deaf, have no rhythm, but I can go play at, sit down at an organ mm-hmm. and collect a $500 check. Why? Because it's still a system. So some people are greater, like Michael Jordan is the greatest basketball player ever. He still practiced hours a day.
Mm.
He still was around individuals that played. So even if you say Michael Jordan is the best of the best and he had a gift to play, you have individuals like Ben Wallace who wasn't the best shooter, dribbler, but he still made over $120 million in his playing career. So a lot of times is when we see other people do stuff, we think that we can't do it just because they do it. We think that's just a gift that they got out of birth. No, it might be a gift, but you can still work on it. And that's why when we worked with the girls, I showed them all how to play and showed them that they all could, but every one of them, that's maybe not mm-hmm. their gift, but they can do it. And so it is a system, but mm-hmm. I do run into, and that's part of the mindset what we're going to talk about too.
I love that. And isn't that true to anything you want to learn how to do?
Absolutely.
It involves a system. It involves how you approach it. Can I do this?
That's right.
Your effectiveness is probably going to be predicated on, do you see yourself? You said, I want my children to see themselves playing the music.
That's right.
Do you see yourself getting on this organ or whatever you play and just doing it? I think sometimes we get so caught up in what people may think, the mistakes. Why do people fear failure, Andrew?
That is such an excellent question. You know, Bob Proctor said something. He said, we have two options. We either have fear or we have faith. Mm. They both demand you believe in something you've never seen before.
Wow.
And so sometimes when our mind can just focus on that fear.
Mm-hmm.
And we never jump off into what we were supposed to do. You know, there's a story about this young boy. He is walking to school, and every day he walks to school, there's this dog that's barking.
Mm-hmm.
And he's so fearful of this dog because he's like, what if this dog gets out of this fence? And so every day he has anxiety about walking to school, walking from school, because this dog meets him. And he said, one day, I'm just going to pick up this brick and throw it at this dog if he come at me.
Wow.
And so the boy, he grabs this brick and he starts walking down and he gets up close to the dog and he notices that the dog doesn't have any teeth.
My God.
It didn't have anything that could hurt him, and it didn't have anything that could bite him. And that's sometimes when life, we fear something that doesn't have teeth.
Yes, Jesus.
And so we get our fear from failure because we're not around people who have done the thing that we want to do.
Okay.
That fear, Zig Ziglar said, is false evidence appearing real.
Yes.
So we have to first define what is fear, what is really holding us back. Mm. And it's in our mind.
It is.
Let's say you are going to the doctors and you didn't eat the best the last couple of months and you know you got to do these tests.
Mm-hmm.
You can make your own blood pressure go up just by the thoughts you're thinking.
Wow.
Before a doctor has surgery, they have someone talk to you to bring down your blood pressure because they cannot operate. Think about this. They cannot operate on you when your blood pressure is high. What are they saying? Yeah. You full of anxiety? You can't even have an operation.
Woo. Wow.
And so that fear is holding so many people back. And it has the same space. It has the same thing as faith.
Yes.
And so if I'm going to work, take off. Even in the Bible, it says, take no fear for tomorrow. Don't worry about what you're going to eat. Don't worry about what you're going to, how you're going to clothe yourself.
Yes.
What if it was a sin to worry?
Ooh, many of us been gone.
What if worry was the number one sin?
My God.
And if we was putting together a sermon, there's some scriptures to back that up where he might say, your fear, your worry, your anxiety is the number one thing I hate.
Ooh, come on.
Whew. And so we got to really work on that fear. So a lot of times, sometimes we're around people who don't want to do certain things or around people who are fearful. So it has a lot of layers. That fear of failure has a lot of layers. It's almost like an onion. We got to slowly peel that thing back. But just like an onion, when we peel it back, you might cry about it. You might cry because it's some generational stuff.
That's right.
Some generational stuff.
Deep-rooted. Deep-rooted. Welcome, Avery Walker. My spiritual son, he is in the room. Mrs. Laroya Hurst Griffin is in the room. Good morning, sister. She says, that's awesome. The thing we fear has no teeth. You worried about the bark. You worried about, ooh, he's like a big old dog. That thing probably so small and got one good tooth.
That's
and
right.
You hearing this big, ferocious dinosaur Jurassic Park sounding bark and you just, your knee has shaking and you can't even hardly do what you got to do. And some people have a bark.
That's right.
I had a boss that had a very loud bark, but I saw through it. And we had some private conversations.
Mm.
That bark was a mechanism of defense.
That's right.
I am not going to allow you to hurt me. Okay? Mm. Hey, Coco. Thank y'all for coming in. That bark was trauma. I'm going to get you before you get me.
Mm.
You will not have me in the corner crying. But the bark was fake.
That's right.
Some dogs are barking. You stomp your foot and they're going to go. What happened to your bark? What happened to your bark, bro? What? It's fake. They're testing you. Because some people will try you. They'll bark. And if you fall for it, they'll have you in the corner, knees wobbling. But if you were to step up just a little bit, they'll be like, oh, hold on. I ain't mean that. Watch people who had that loud bark. A lot of them, everything talking loud ain't saying something.
That's right.
Get to know what's behind that. Some people have that defense mechanism to instill fear.
That's right.
They feel as though you being afraid of them protects them. No. I fear no one but God. That's powerful, brother. And think about when you mentioned like a surgical procedure and you think they just have me come in early for nothing. No, they got to check your vital signs. Open you up and that blood pressure is high and you're going to land on Jesus' patio if your heart is right. certain things can't happen surgically if your vital signs aren't a certain way. That's a precaution.
That's right.
You're already nervous about the surgery. So they got to calm you down. And that time before the surgery is to explain everything. There may be some risks. And I have to tell you that here are the pros and here are the cons. They want your family to come around you, get you nice and calm. You got it, mama. You can do it, big mama. We praying. The church is in the lobby singing Kumbaya. You going to come through the name of Jesus. They want you to get ready. I mean, everything has a purpose. You brought up some amazing points. You thinking things happen for one reason, but some stuff is happening to prepare you.
That's right.
To get you ready. And a lot of times, what if everything that you ever needed and wanted was on the other side of fear?
That's right. Wow.
It was just, if I could just denounce fear and self-sabotage, my sister said so true. If I could just step out on faith, if I could just make this one step, and maybe you worried about resources. How about you get the education and you learn about it and you network and you connect? Somebody could be assigned to be your resource.
Mm.
But if you don't talk to nobody, if you don't show up at the Change Your Paradigm conference with a couple of business cards, come on in here, segue. You just don't know whose path you're going to cross that can say, I did that for 30 years. I just retired. I got some things that I can give you that'll help you jumpstart. Come on.
That's right.
We're so scared. And then we are afraid of what people will say. See, I knew it wasn't going to work. Let them say what they're going to say. People who complain the most in corporate, why she get that job? Did you apply for it? She got it because she applied for it. And apparently, they thought she was qualified. You mad, but you ain't even put in the bid for it. What you mad for? These connections that we have, some of these people that we are attached to, y'all, they're not going to be able to go into this new season. They're not. This Saturday, March the 30th, the Change Your Paradigm Conference is at 3:30, 3 o'clock for those of y'all who are late. If I got to send a church bus to come and get you, I'm gonna bring my own church bus. I'm going to blow the horn one time. I ain't even going to stop. I'm going to run and jump. I ain't even going to stop the bus. You're going to run and jump and get in the church bus and be at this conference. Brother Andrew, I want to talk about who's going to be in the building.
Absolutely.
Let's go down the list. Mrs. LaRoya Hurst Griffin. What is her role in the conference?
Well, she's everything, right?
Start there. That's a good start.
She's one of the foundational pieces. She's one of the reasons why we're doing the conference. And we also get a chance to hear, you know, when I first met her, I heard her singing.
Yes, sir.
I heard her singing. So she's going to render us maybe a verse or two of a song.
Oh, right? My. Oh, my. Oh, my.
But you're going to see the strength of the woman behind the four beautiful girls.
Yes.
The woman that keeps me encouraged, because sometimes the motivator needs some motivation, right?
Come on now.
And so you're going to see what she brings to the table, just an incredible, the strongest person that I know. Let's start there.
That says a lot. That's a heavy statement, brother.
Now, I saw her go through 2 brain surgeries.
Mm.
2. Jeez. And to come back from that stronger than ever, I mean, this is the same person where after she gave birth to our second child, 2 days later, she's up doing things. She's up at the church a couple of weeks later singing. She, just the strength.
My God.
The quiet strength she has is just incredible. And so I tell her she's the most talented out of all of us. If talent was a word, that's on her. But I've seen her strength. her strength. So I am excited about her. Every time I put a program on, she's going to be a part of it.
I love it. I better make sure I have my plus size lap cloth. Because if she going to sing, I don't know how I'm going to handle that. Calling all ushers. I'm going to call the temporary service for ushers. And don't send me no little scrawny, skinny usher either. Don't do that. Don't put no skinny usher behind a big woman. What's wrong with y'all church people? You need some big, robust ushers for big church folks like me. Okay? Y'all need to stop it. Hey, Simone. Simone is in here. She says, "Oh, honey, made me cry. Oh, thank you. I was going to say I'll just help count the offering for my man." Love her.
I'll let people know. There will not be, we're not doing an offering. We won't be doing an offering. This is a business type event. And so my goal is to impart tools and strategies.
Yes, sir.
Motivation. So you have to, because some people, they'll get scared off or certain. No, this is, when I say free, this is a free event.
Yes.
This is the last time we would do the free event, right?
Okay. Because Let it be known.
So the reason why this will be last, because when people pay, they start to pay attention.
Come on.
So I want you to, I know it's hard to imagine, but I want you to imagine that you're paying $500. The reason why, because this conference is a combination of, I've been to conferences where I had to pay $300, $400, $500, $600, $700.
Yes, sir.
And the information I got there, we're bringing it to change your paradigm. So I don't want people to think we're just going to be up there giving motivation, because sometimes motivation can be like getting a car wash and you need an engine replacement.
Okay, come on.
So it's more than motivation. We're going to, you know, you're going to get your car smelling good, get it washed. But sometimes those brakes are bad. Sometimes you need a transmission flush. Yes. Sometimes you need an engine replacement. And so we're going to be diving into those areas as well.
I love it. I love it. Information, strategy.
That's right.
When we talk about change, that has to go deep, because many of us are the way we are because we've been afraid to change.
That's right.
My sister said she won't have an offering basket in the back. But she said she hear you. She understand the assignment. She understand the assignment. Yes, Simone, did you hear that? When people pay, they start to pay attention, because they've put their money on the line.
That's
right. So sometimes people's mindset shifts because, I'm gonna take two notebooks because I paid for it. But the way my mindset works, I thank God that it's free. I'm gonna take three notebooks to get all I can. It's free. I'm a different kind of person. Let's talk about Josiah Jones.
Oh, my brother. This is one of the most underrated comedians in the state.
Wow.
And sometimes you have to go outside of the state to get right. He has more recognition outside the state of Michigan, but he lives in the state of Michigan.
Okay.
One of the funniest dudes ever. His background, he's actually a minister as well.
Is that right?
Wow. That's right. My brother's, but his testimony, and I don't know how he's going to put it in, but his testimony is so powerful. Like, when you understand his story and his drive, he's a father, he's a husband, he has all girls too, so he's right. I'm trying to figure out how he still has hair, but he is he did do hair back in the day, right? He's a hairstylist, so maybe he put some chemicals up in that boy that I forgot about.
The chemicals can be of the devil. Watch the chemicals.
Let me tell you. Figure out what he did. He got girls.
Wow, I love it. Hey,
the first day I met him, just an incredible person.
Wow, incredible. I like that you're infusing information, strategy, and then you have that balance of laughter.
That's right.
Going to be there as well. I love that. That's very creative. Coach Shanika. Let's talk about her.
Now this is going to be the fireball. This is going to be the fireball. I've known, and her name is Faith. Actually, that's my oldest daughter's name as well. But yes! I've known her since I was 16 years old.
Wow.
And when you talk about, she treats people so well, and she's a wife, she's a mother. Mm-hmm. Nothing ever kind of changes her. You know, out of the years I've known her, she's mm-hmm. been so consistent, but mm-hmm. powerful.
Wow.
When you talk with her after a 5-10 minute conversation, your life will be changed. And so that's why I'm so excited. I'm excited what she's going to do from the stage in the time she has. But we talking about a powerhouse.
Wow.
A powerhouse. And I'm that's why I'm glad that she started to, and she just started the coaching, but she's been coaching all her life.
Wow.
But she just started her coaching business a couple of years ago. Every time I speak with her, I get motivated myself. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited what she has. She's been working on something, so she's gonna be coming. She's gonna be coming hard.
Get ready. All right. Right. Vincent Pinkins.
Vincent Pinkins is an individual I've known since probably I was 15.
Mm.
And when I tell you, he looks the exact same from when I was 15 to now 38. I got to figure out what this brother has been eating. He is an incredible father. He's actually been a pastor for close to 20 years.
He got a pastor look.
And in business as well.
Okay.
He is a bad businessman. He has a few businesses as well. And what he's going to do, he's going to provide some more of the education in terms of what you need in place to do certain things. And I'm excited because he's been doing it for a long time. He's been doing it for a long time and been successful at it.
I love it.
And when I say I've never seen him like angry or thrown off, it's always been smiling. He got something inside that people need to hear about.
I love it. Because some of y'all jump off Christians. Y'all need to jump in. Y'all need to get saved again every day.
That's right.
It's Holy Week. Get saved every day this week. Get saved again. Get saved again. And you open up a good point. So it's a business conference. But the concepts can probably work in the church atmosphere.
Absolutely.
We're talking about changing mindsets. You want to be able to get strategic tools to be able to run your business, ministry, personal life. I want everybody to be in the room.
That's right.
In the room only.
And I'll share this. A lot of times in business, you know, when I was little, I used to watch those stories with my mom. She would call them stories, those soap operas.
Yes.
The Days of Our Lives.
Yes.
All my children. Yes. Right? I still know about Stefano and Jason and all those stories. Yes. But when you look at those stories, those individuals did not have issues with money.
None of them.
A lot of times in church, we don't have a lot of those issues we saw in the stories. We have issues with money.
Wow. Come on here.
And we can bring some of the individuals that's in church and get them from worrying about money.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have a foundation, right?
Absolutely.
We have a foundation, but we can get some of those other areas versus those finances and our health in order.
Those two right there. The
Come
top
on.
Two.
Come on.
Finances and health.
That's right.
You want to know why there are more wig wearers in the church? Because our money get funny and our hair fall out. I mean,
that's stress.
Stress will take your hair out and cause all kind of other. You want to know why we got to have such a long healing line? Because we stressed out about money.
We are.
Wow. That's a good point, brother. Let's talk about, is it pronounced Leisha or Lisha? Sterling.
Lisha
Sterling Kilgus?
Yes.
Let's talk about
her. I met her about a year ago, and I was just amazed on how she was able to get people from all types of backgrounds, all types of cultures to work together.
Come on, diversity.
Wow. Her confidence, her weight. Now, that's a person that moves not just with talking, but mm-hmm. with action, because she didn't do a lot of talking, but her right. actions move like she had control of that room. She had control of that space. And it wasn't just Caucasians there. It wasn't just Black folks there. It was everybody.
Come on.
And when you're able to communicate that with everybody.
Yes.
She has an incredible nonprofit. Okay. So she's going to share of some of the things they do. They work with women. They work with like self-defense, all this stuff to combat like human trafficking, all this stuff. They provide programs. She's doing an amazing work. But what impressed me is how she's able to get people to come together.
That's powerful.
It was so powerful. So I'm excited about what she's going to share. And if you're having issues with people coming together, that is a person that you need to be in contact with, because she's mastered that skill of uniting people.
I love that.
To get things done.
So if your usher board can't get along with the choir and the chicken frying committee got a beef with the digging board.
Come on.
Then you might need to bring them all to the change or paradigm because we all work for Jesus. We can't be scrapping in the church.
That's right.
And if you have a company and your team is at odds, how are you going to be productive when we have more That's generations right. working than ever? We have That's more right. generations working now than ever. At least four, maybe even five different from baby boomers, Gen X, Gen Y, millennials, we're all working together. Mm-hmm. So when I had my team, I had team members under me that had been with the company as long as I've been breathing.
Wow.
My team was so diverse in age. And the key is to make sure everybody feels relevant. Everybody feels valued. You got the people who, I don't know why they changing it. We've been doing it like this since Methuselah was in office. I don't know why you messing with it. And you got this person. Well, we have technology now. We don't have to write it all down. We can just use Word, Excel, and PowerPoint. What is that? It sounds like the devil to me. You got all this going on, and you have to be able to get those people to work together.
That's right.
And it's not easy. And to have a leader that was so much younger than them, the assumption was, she don't know nothing. Girl, I don't need nobody bother in here. Just mean. I had much prayer. Some things called for fasting and praying. I had to do a lot of fasting and praying. But we also have to get to the point where we stop thinking that we can only reach our own people.
That's right.
Especially if you are in the body of Christ. Heaven ain't all Black. I just want to let y'all know. God created us all. So if you're only comfortable around Black folk, you probably won't be comfortable in heaven.
That's right.
We all going. Not all of us going, but we all going to be represented up there. It's going to be a little bit of everybody. As same as the other place. It's going to be some of everybody down there too. But in churches, this diversity thing, we got to stop just preaching to Black people.
That's right.
The gospel, the good news is for all people. So if you may have to get in the room, because you need to develop a way to make every culture feel comfortable at your church.
That's right.
You may not be able to just serve chicken and watermelon at every picnic. You might have to bring some other dishes in. You may have to, make sure that when you have different functions, you're culturally sensitive.
That's right.
So that means the Caucasian churches, you got to get ready for other cultures. We're all part of one body.
That's right.
So we have to stop getting so siloed. The good news, Simone, is for everybody. That's everybody. Right. Last but not least, is it pronounced Reno
or Renell?
Renelle Welch. Let's talk about Renelle.
Renelle is one of the low-key business women in the city of Detroit. I actually went to high school with Renelle.
Wow.
She's had event spaces she's been able to run and own. She does the decorations for when you have events, and one of the top notch in the state of Michigan. But she also has, she teaches youth and young ladies how to do that and how to set up their own businesses.
I love that. Come on.
So those beautiful balloon pieces that you always see, those arches.
Yes.
Different ideas of decorating. Now, I didn't know until I had an event how much those things cost.
Oh.
Think about it. You can teach your 7-year-old how to do that, and by the time they're 10, they got about $20,000 in their account just by doing balloons.
Come on.
And so that's why we're shifting people's mindset.
Yes.
We're shifting people, instead of them getting a job at McDonald's that they hate.
Yes.
Part-time, we give them skills. We give them strategies where they in 20 years old, they have an account with $30,000 that they made.
I love it. Come on, legacy building.
And so that's what I appreciate about her. She started programs, tutorials, and things to help people develop skills. Because that is, people pay for those archways, and they pay for those
big money
signs and those graduation parties.
Yes.
We've been doing this for years.
Yes.
And been showing people for years how to do this.
I love it.
And again, she has an incredible story too. She don't look like what she's been through.
My God.
Everybody on this program has been through a lot.
Mm.
Look on those pictures. It don't look like it.
Come on. Testimony. Come on.
And so you're dealing powerful with
individuals. You know what I like about you, brother?
No, you're good. I love about these individuals that they
go ahead, brother. Been,
that they've been through stuff, and now they can come back and share what they've been through, what worked, what didn't. And so that's why we're just super excited.
And I like the fact that as we went through the names and the connections, it's amazing to me that over the course of our lives, whether it's high school, college, our church, we meet people.
That's right.
Good morning, Coach Fee. Some of those people end up following us through that time period into our careers. Good morning, Josiah B. Jones.
That's my brother.
We talked you up, brother. When you are going through life and you have these solid connections and you watch people emerge and become what God has them to become, and then you get to where you are now, brother, to be able to go back and say, I want this one, I want that one, I want that one. You paid attention. I tell people in the corporate arena especially, peer today could be boss tomorrow.
Mm. Wow.
I could be sitting next to you with my headset on, just like you, answering calls. And then tomorrow I could be on the cover of Forbes.
Mm.
You want to be that person that millionaire reaches back and says, I want Andrew. Andrew was wonderful. I worked with him. He is a star. He knows his stuff. I trust him. Don't be the one people say, I would never give him a job to tell me what time it is. Be careful how you treat people, and be careful of how you reflect yourself, because you never know who you are in the company of.
Come on.
You never know.
Right.
When you grow up with children and you have your high school sweetheart or your best friend, you don't know that 20, 30 years from now, you may reach back and say, you know what? Let me look this person up, because now that I have my own company, I think they would be a good fit for this. Connections. So I would just suggest that people remember to always put your best foot forward. in everything you do, in everything you say, in everything you post. And I could be, you know, I could be a little peppermint patty sometimes too. And I've had to take some stuff down. Like, Lord, I really want to say something. Simone says, oh, not a job to tell me what time it is. Let me tell you, when I was in corporate at my entry-level job 20-something years ago, I looked around and I would say in my head, if I was to ever become a manager, I would hate if that person was on my team. And did not God, with a great sense of humor, my first team, I had everybody who I said I never wanted to manage.
Wow.
It grew me up.
That's right.
Because guess what, leaders? You're not going to always have those wonderful people who come in doing everything right. Good morning, boss. What shall I help you with today? You're not going to always have that person. You're going to have the slackers. You're going to have the ones who don't want to show up. You're going to have the bad attitudes. You're going to have ones who speak negatively about you behind your back, but it gets back to you through somebody else. And it made me a well-balanced leader. Now, when you have a conference like this, if you listen to my brother describe every person involved in this conference, you have a recipe for an amazing time. You got a little bit of everything. I need you all to be in the place. 25397 Blair Street in the city of Roseville. Simone, you already know what I'm, you know, I ain't screwed too tight. You know, my little marbles get a little loose. I need you all to pack this place out. I'm looking forward. I am proud to say that Polished on Purpose will be a vendor at the event, but trust me, I will have my notebook. Trust me, I'm ready to receive. What other vendors are going to be there, Andrew?
So I wanted to limit the vendors. So we're going to have a author there that I'm so excited. She's a newly, I'm going to save her surprise, right? Okay. I might post it the day before, but she has an incredible book, incredible story. Mm-hmm. We have an individual that does clothing that's going to be there.
Great.
We have another individual that makes those awesome cups.
Yes.
KV Banks is going to be there. He has a music school.
Yes. I've seen him recently at the cathedral.
Yes.
He gets That's around.
My brother. That's my brother. We talking about an awesome dude. He's going to be there. We have a few others that's going to be there as well. So we are excited. But we want to make sure people get there on time. That's what we're saying.
Get there a little early, because I was told if you're on time, you're late.
That's right.
That's old school talk.
So there's no assigned seats. If somebody sit up in the front, you can't have that seat. It's just who comes first. Right?
Don't bring an orange cone, put it in your chair.
Right.
No, we're not. No, that's not happening. Because you know, folks, this is my
seat. The bastards get there late. We can't go sit in the back.
Hey. But I really admonish everyone, business people, church leaders, even if you work a 9-to-5 and you aspire to be the best in that. There's nothing wrong with that. Everyone doesn't want to be a business owner, but you can be a leader at every level.
That's right.
So if you are looking for a place to go where you can be imparted into and hear testimonies, receive strategies. Coach Fee says, that's what we learned in nursing school of your time. Okay, let me make sure I'm reading this right, Coach Fee. If you're on time, you're late. I got what you're saying. No orange cones, Simone. We're not saving nothing. Well, this is, my friend, this whole row is saved. Don't come in there doing that, y'all. Arrive together. How about y'all carpool? How about y'all pick the person that got the biggest vehicle and y'all ride together? Y'all have a little snack before y'all get there and y'all come together and y'all can sit together. Let's make this a smooth day. It's going to be a power-packed day. Get your notebooks early. Get multiple ink pens because you don't want your pen. If you do your smartphone, you can do that. But I have to write. I retain when I write. When I write things in my own handwriting, that's when things are being cemented in my brain. I'm excited about this conference. Who would you say, Andrew, is the target audience for this conference?
I would really say the individuals who are just tired of the same old. Real quickly, when you look at a thermometer, and you look at a thermostat, so many times in our life, we're looking at the thermometer where it says where we're at right now. The thermostat is set to a point.
Okay.
But when you're just focused on a thermometer, it makes you tired. It makes you frustrated.
Come on.
When we change your paradigm, you change that temperature.
Come on.
So I know that individuals who are out here who are frustrated with relationships, there's three things in life I think that are really important. Relationships, our health, and our finances.
Yes.
Life can go in those three areas. And yeah. Sometimes you're going towards a storm, you're coming out of one, or you're currently in one.
Yes, sir.
So for those individuals, even it talks about even in Bible class, if you know your Bible, the Bible class needs you. If you don't, you need the Bible class. There's some information that some people have heard, yes. But they're not living it.
Come on.
And sometimes life is like a combination lock again. And unless you're believing it around the people and hearing it, and then moving into action, it doesn't work. And so we're going to give you those tools and strategies for free this time to help change your paradigm. And
yes,
my heart wants to see people win. That's my heart. My kids say you need to charge some more, but my heart wants, when I found out some of the information that we're going to share, if I had known this in my teens, in my early 20s.
Wow. Come on.
It would have been a game changer. And so I want to get this information out to as many people as possible and have fun at the same time. I want to encourage and uplift
Go ahead, brother. You back.
Oh, I didn't know. I'm sorry. No, I just was. I appreciate you putting on this, maybe on this platform. And I want to encourage you that you've been an incredible inspiration to me over the last couple of weeks. And I'm so excited. I know your business is just about to blow up. And I see that because I see what you're doing. And just appreciate you. Thank you again for inviting me. And we definitely going to work together in the very near future.
I'm looking forward to it. And I'm excited about what God is doing and how I don't even know how I came across the flyer. We weren't Facebook friends, but I think we probably have some mutual friends. Yes. And I saw it. I'm like, oh, yeah, I need to reach out to him. So just pay attention, everybody. Use social media in a way to network and become educated. I posted, today and yesterday that I'm going back to school. I'm excited about that. Don't think that it's too late for anything. I mean, just make sure you are living your dreams and putting your best foot forward. Many of you have raised children, grandchildren. You've put your personal dreams on the back burner for years. Now they're grown. They have their own children. Come out this Saturday. Maybe it's time to shift and go back to thank you, sister. I'm going to school, girl. Let me tell you, tamarine and everything. They're going to put me out. Who is this child with her dining room chair and a tamarine in the schoolhouse? Woo! Pray for him, sister. But I encourage everybody to be in the place Saturday. Brother and I are going to be doing something monthly, putting some things together for Power Hour. And I see that your heart is to share, brother. And yes, I agree with the children. Yes, you're going to have to charge. We're going to soak all up that we can get while it's free. But I can see this growing each year. How long have you been doing this?
This is actually the second year.
Wow.
The second year.
Okay. But
we've been diving into events maybe like the last 4 or 5 years.
Wow. Incredible. Congratulations to you on all that you're doing. What are your current business ventures besides the conference?
Besides the conference. So I am an author. That's a book that's coming out, right?
Okay.
We have our event space, which is the Power Center.
Yes.
But our main thing is speaking to schools and corporations on dealing with the mindset.
Okay. So those of you who have connections to DHS, not DHS, DPS, or any school system, maybe DHS needs it too.
They might.
They do. I mean, maybe I said that for a reason. I mean, Health and Human Services, you need information, need guidance.
That's right.
Whoever you have connections to out there, if you believe that your employer, school system would benefit from these types of forums, discussions, this information needs to be in schools from a young age. As you can see, his daughters are young. Go on his page and follow him. So the fact that he has his daughters doing different things, cultivating skills at a young age, this information needs to be put out there in all types of arenas. So get in contact with him. If you have a conference coming, you have something coming down the pipeline and you want to have Brother Andrew in the room, get in contact with him. Be in the room Saturday so you can get to know his ministry, his business even better. Get in the room, connect. So we got to get out of here. I want to thank all of you for being in the comments. Andrew, as always, my brother, thank you for being here with me on a Monday morning. We are looking forward to this Saturday's conference. Reach out to him for more information. The flyer is all over my page. I'll be posting it all week. Come on out. Be prepared to spend a little money as well and encourage some small businesses as well. Thank you all. Tonight. The CEO of Trailblazers Radio is doing a check-in, and the topic is bridging the gap between brothers and sisters. We have been at each other's throats for too long. So it is time to have some real dialogue about some of the pitfalls we face when it comes to relationships, why we have this antagonistic thing going on with each other that was not God's intention. And we're going to have that discussion tonight at 8 p.m. So set your notifications so you can be in the room. Brother Andrew, I want you to have a great day. I will be seeing you this Saturday. I'm excited. I'll try not to holler out too loud across the room and use my inside voice. I can't guarantee.
I understand. You're good.
I can't guarantee. Have a great day, everybody. Get your calendars. How do you take back your power? You schedule what you need to schedule. Doctor's visits, dentist visits. Some of y'all ain't opened mail in 2 years. Come on, we're going to take back our power. Let's get it together, all right? We got this. Goodbye, everybody.